acute wink he'd developed lately. I could hear his voice inside my head. I wanted to give him a big hug that wouldn't stop. It felt so unfair, so completely wrong-headed. All I had in me was anger and even a little hatred for Christine, which only made me feel worse. I'd give her a fight if that's what she wanted, but it was insane that she did. Breathe, I told myself. I was supposed to be good at staying calm in a bad situation, but I couldn't help feeling that I was being punished for doing my job, for being a cop. I don't know how long I sat up there, but when I finally left the attic, the house was dark and still. Janie and Damon were asleep in their rooms. I went in and kissed them goodnight anyway. I took Janie's mouse ears off and put them on the bedside table. Then I went out to the back porch. I flipped the lid on the piano and sat down to play. Therapy, for one. Usually, the music took hold of me, helped me work through or forget whatever was bothering me. Tonight, the blues just came out angry and all wrong. I switched to Brahms, something more soothing, but it didn't help in the least. My pianissimo sounded forte, and my arpeggios were like boots clomping up and down stairs. I finally stopped mid-phrase, hands over the keys. In the silence, I heard the sharp intake of my own breath, an involuntary gulp of air. What if I lose little Alex? Chapter 32. Nothing could be worse than this.